This podcast is about Old Buildings around Cramond. We have been finding out about some of the old buildings around Cramond. Many of the buildings are very old. A lot of them are also listed buildings, which means that the way they look cannot be changed or updated.
Hi, my name is Juliana. Cramond Kirk is a very old building. The oldest part of the church building is a tower, which dates back to the 15th century. The kirk was almost totally rebuilt in 1656 and is still used today.
Hi, I'm Courtney. And I'm in the old Cramond Museum, which is the old building, there is a display showing what the old schoolhouse looks like. The original school building was built in 1778 for the 78 people who lived in the local area. The schoolmaster and his family lived in the rooms upstairs. We found out that the old small schoolhouse and the children all sat in rows on benches and don't wear school uniform. They wouldn't have had any paper or pencils, so they had to use chalk on a little blackboard. The building was used as a school until 1875.
Hello, my name's Hannah. Warriston Castle is a very old 16th century building near Cramond. The castle used to be owned by a family, but the last owner died in 1926. It was given to the people of Scotland in the condition that remained this way, way it is. People can visit the castle and see ordinary collections of furniture. The castle is even thought to be haunted. Some people have said that they heard footsteps of a ghost. The castle's amazing views over the coastline at Cramond and the River Forth. In the garden, there are some unusual plants such as monkey puzzle trees.